This is the Farm Doc Daily Podcast. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason. In studio with us, Gary Schnitke, Farm Management Specialist at the U of I, to take up cash rents in 2012 and 13. The United States Department of Agriculture has released the latest cash rent numbers for the crop year 2012, Gary, and they show that, again, Illinois has fairly high cash rents, and the closer you are to the center of the state, the higher they happen to be. Tell me about it.
Yep. Illinois has very high cash rents, at least compared to states around us, but the highest average cash rent was in Sangamon County. Sangamon County had a $324 average cash rent for 2012. That was followed by Macon County at $316 per acre, Logan County at $313, and Christian County at $309. And those counties were the counties that had above 300 bushel average cash rents for 2012.
And then in the northern part of the state, the threes kind of left, and you're in the $200 range.
Yep, in the northern Illinois, we're predominantly in the mid $200 range. DeKalb County has a $237 an acre cash rent, and a couple other counties have in the 230 and 240 cash rent. But the rents in northern Illinois are lower than in central Illinois and predominantly are in the $240 per acre range.
What overall can you say about the change in the cash rents from 2011 to 2012?
It was large. Overall, we had a 16% in increase in cash rents across Illinois, and that varies a lot by county, but overall a 16% increase, and that is the largest increase we've seen since 1980. One other year had a 16% increase, but rents increased a lot between 2011 and 2012.
And that year was pretty recently.
Yep, that year was between 2000 and 2008. We've seen cash rents increase a lot since 2006.
What does it tell you about average cash rents as we look forward to 2013?
2013, we believe we'll still see increases in cash rents, but probably not as large as in 2012 or between 2011 and 2012. Base that on what the Illinois Farm Managers and Rural Appraisers, their survey, which recently came out, and they were looking at increases from 2013 from 2012 of about 2 to 3%.
Would that be typical following a drought year or not?
You would expect drought year to see some slackening in the increase in cash rents. Although if you begin projecting out 2013 using $6 corn and $12.50 soybeans, which is where those futures markets would say those prices are at, and if we have a normal yield, we would have pretty good returns for 2013 as well.
Gary, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
You can read more from Gary Schnitke about cash rents on the Farm Doc Daily website. That's at farmdocdaily.illinois.edu. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason.